Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's getting more and more Twilight Zone by the minute. I'm pinching myself every day. Is this an episode of The Outer Limits, or is this real life on Terra Firma? Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Here we are. It's already Wednesday, the fourth day of April 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours on this Wednesday edition. He has never been on with me, and we finally had him on last week, Bob Fletcher, and the hour went by in like 10 seconds. He was a Iran-Contra whistleblower, testified before Congress, filmmaker, author, businessman, researcher, and the first person I ever heard talk about how they were creating more tornadoes and things to basically terrorize everyone into accepting weather management by the government. So they launch a covert program of creating violent weather patterns and then come in as the solution with weather control, which is what Bill Gates is investing a lot of his money in now. We know there's giant weather control, weather manipulation programs going on. The Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, back in 1997, gave a speech about it that was in the Army Times. And we're going to read some of those quotes today. And it's funny, I already had Bob set up last week for today. And we were going to be covering weather weapons today. And you had what happened up in North Texas, my old stomping ground where I was born. Dallas-Fort Worth area hit by dozens of tornadoes, 800 homes hit. The meteorologist calling it very unusual. I think I've got a big breakdown. There is no doubt. It's not just that there's more population and more dense building in the middle of the country as people are moving out of the east and the west and coming to the heartland of America to escape all the globalist garbage. It's going on in the middle of the country as well, but it's not quite as bad on average, lower taxes, things like that. It's not just that there are more structures built now, so when tornadoes hit, they're hitting the structures. They've done breakdowns of this. It's not just that Doppler radar picks up more of the tornadoes now. They've done some studies that I've got here in my stack, meteorologists have, going back just looking at geographic grids of recorded tornadoes that caused problems in areas that were already built up, and it's certainly intensifying. The sun was dormant for a while, somewhat dormant, has now gone into a very active phase. That ionizes the atmosphere, is directly connected to violent weather patterns and rain because it sends in different particles that then cause more nuclei to form, and you have the hot and cold air during springtime from the north and south hitting. That's why old-timers had storm shelters. Like Dorothy, they're in Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, my favorite perseveration. So we're going to look at both ends of this today with Bob Fletcher coming up and more today. And then Mark Faber, a very accurate forecaster and financial guru expert, editor-publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report. He'll be joining us as well for about 40 minutes in the third hour, and I will take some calls specifically on the global economy and what's happening with Mr. Faber today. That said, something very interesting is happening in the United States and in England and Europe as well as Australia and New Zealand, all the things controlled by the old British Commonwealth. We're back under that, make no mistake. That's what the New World Order is, not the British people. They're being sucked dry and put into a narcoleptic state like everybody else. But that model of Imperium is being deployed on record. And now they've moved into a phase where they're just saying every phone call, every email, everything is being recorded. Now, this has been going on for a long time. Totally illegal. The question is, why are they now announcing it? Because they want to have a chilling effect, amongst other things. Congress wants to know about the NSA, since they're bragging. And Congress has been told, go fly a kite, you're ceremonial trash. Bankers rule America. Now sit down and shut up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Again, it is the fourth day of April 2012 on this live Wednesday edition. Thank you so much for joining us as we blast out on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, XM Channel 166, the internet at Infowars.com, and WWCR Global Shortwave. We do have Bob Fletcher, expert on weather weapons, Iran-Contra whistleblower, journalist, investigator, joining us. He was set up last week to come on and talk about weather weapons. And I have the quotes here of the Secretary of Defense talking about the fact that they have weather weapons. In fact, I have multiple Secretaries of Defense talking about it. So we're going to be going over all that and tying it into Dallas and Fort Worth, hit by a record number of tornadoes. Some estimates are over 100, but at least what they were saying, more than a dozen touchdown, 800 homes hit, cars turned over. Meteorologists are saying this is, quote, very unusual. That's an MSNBC headline. I want to tie that in to something associated with weather weapons, because when it is man-made, according to HAARP scientists I've talked to, including the director of HAARP, who was on air, and had an Army colonel during the break censoring what he could and couldn't say, an Air Force colonel, excuse me, they can ignite the upper atmosphere. They can also shoot different types of wavelengths of energy into the ground and cause atmospheric reactions. And there's hundreds of different programs we know of, because the programs are funded, and we know about the programs. It's just that all the details remain classified. It was Bob Fletcher, I remember back in the mid-90s, talking about barium salts, aluminum dioxide, weather manipulation, HARP, resonating with whatever was being added to the jet fuel, how it was all compartmentalized. And then later, 3 years ago, the first press conference at the White House Science Czar has, John P. Holdren, a guy that says drug the water, infanticide is good, get rid of old people, on record. He's written, what, 3 books saying it. He came out and gave an Associated Press press conference at the Associated Press offices in D.C., watched the video, and said, yes, we're deploying in studies in the last few decades weather modification programs, geoengineering, because the planet's already habitable, so it's not called terraforming. And he said, but details are classified, but we're injecting aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things in. Exactly what scientists like Carnicom had said was going on, investigators like Bob Fletcher had said. Because researchers in the early 90s went up in aircraft and got behind these chemtrails and got samples. Now, that doesn't mean every condensation trail you see is a chemtrail. And there's different types or different programs. Now, there's been programs of helicopters spraying biologicals on towns, caught on video, whole towns get sick, police speak out. In Belton, they had police speak out on national TV where they saw helicopters fly over spraying stuff and everybody in the town got sick. That was in 97. That was on national TV. Now, the emergency rooms just filled with people. And the population said, yeah, we saw helicopters flying over spraying. I even interviewed one of the police officers on air who was sitting there parked at a speed trap up on a hill above an elementary school and watched a helicopter fly right over, a black helicopter, and spray the kids in the playground. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're living in the Twilight Zone. These are the type of emails and comments I get all the time. And, of course, I happen to know about congressional hearings about this very thing with people in wheelchairs who then died. And these messages pour in. I handled, made, and destroyed chemical weapons for the U.S. Army in the late 80s. The VA has told me I have familial hemiplegic migraines, one of a handful of people who have this condition, like a TIA stroke. My last MRI showed 2 separate holes in my brain. One was 4 millimeters and the other was 17 mm. And he goes on to say, where it came from, they say they don't know. How can I find out if I am one of these victims before I die? I'm terminal and don't have much time to waste if there's no hope of proof. I mean, sir, look at Kamacia, full of U.S. and European and Russian chemical weapons, captured after the liberation of Iraq in 1991, and they blew it up, and it was on the news as a mushroom cloud, and the chemical detectors, the chemical tape, it all went off. Some people had convulsions and died on the spot, and Schwarzkopf came out and said, those are false alarms. Because they don't care about you. They like killing our service people. You have to understand that. They know DU is a death sentence. So, yes, if you join the military, you're insane. It's a death sentence nowadays. Not fighting enemies, but the vaccines they give you that they test illegally on you. They're not allowed to give you experimental vaccines, but you're guinea pigs for it. You know, in drug approval, literally most of these top generals end up getting the contracts. Go look at who owns most of the vaccine manufacturing facilities, like Bioport up in Michigan and places. It's generals. And they can pull the strings in the Food and Drug Administration to get approval of anything. And in drug development, you go, you let a general be part owner, it gets fast-tracked, whether it's a good drug, bad drug, it doesn't matter, your drug gets approved. That's the big secret. And they test it on troops. And they test everything on you. The anthrax shot killed thousands of service people conservatively. Until doctors in the military rebelled en masse back in 2002 and again in 2005, now they're back trying it again, there were open mutinies and they had to back off. They started court-martialing. Others stood up and said, oh, it doesn't matter, go ahead and court-martial me. They backed off and stopped it. And they admitted it didn't even protect them. You are guinea pigs, just like black men being shot up with syphilis. I mean, on record, our military, other militaries have all tested nerve gas on troops. They say, march into this chamber, hit them with sarin VX, kill you, tell your wife or send a letter home to mommy saying you died of the flu. That's all declassified, going on up until the 90s. That's the latest stuff declassified. Let me explain. I had one of Rick Perry's top people come to the premiere of Endgame because they'd heard Rick Perry was in it. And after the movie, he says, I just want you to know Rick Perry's not really a bad guy. He likes your show. And I was looking at the guy, gave me his card. I'd seen him on the news with Rick Perry. But he said he wouldn't come on air. And he said, yeah, I was a medic. And I was at Fort Sam Houston in the 80s. And they called in some special forces from Fort Bragg, and we were told to give them these unmarked inoculations, and then they all died in 3 days, and we were told to spray bleach and pull all the equipment out and decontaminate it. They tell them, give them this shot, give them the shot. Special forces, okay, I'm a tough guy, I'm for America, kill you. And the guy's sitting there telling me this, and telling me Rick Perry's a good guy, really, who tried to make everybody take Gardasil shots? I mean, it's like because you say you're a good guy. Listen, I'm a good guy. I came and told you about this. What you're saying is right in this film. And it was terrible. And then they died. But Rick Perry listens to your show. And he wants you to know he's a friend. And once he came over and wished me happy Thanksgiving or Christmas, I forget which one, at a table, I'm just staring at him. You know, it's like, oh, really? You wish me happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and you're trying to make little girls take a deadly vaccine, doesn't even protect them from cancer, and actually gives it to them? I mean, the stinking insert. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone here. Of course. I mean, I remember even Life magazine did reports admitting the DU was massively increasing birth defects and killing the troops a few years after they first used it, and they kept using it. I remember the congressional studies and the MRI brain scans where the troops that were dying and the VA wasn't giving them treatment. They go to private facilities. They CAT scan their brains, holes all in their brains, holes in their brain stem. What do you think chemical weapons do? All the alarms, what was it, 14,000 alarms that were registered or more? 14,000 instances were put in the reports that the alarms went off. It was on the news, remember? Chemical attack. It was actually after they'd already, driven in. It was like, oh, no, that was just a false alarm because they were telling them, blow it up in place. Huge, sprawling facilities. Blow it up, drive back a mile away, detonate it, mushroom cloud, everything's fine. They knew that was a death sentence. So you're wondering why you were in Desert Storm 1, you're 45 years old, and you got Parkinson's-like neurological disorders. You know, your wife had two kids that were stillborn. You're wondering why, you know, your skin's flaking off, why you're getting kidney failure, why you just got diagnosed with diabetes? Because you huffed chemical weapons and depleted uranium.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
I don't want the American people to feel left out.
I saw the photograph.
Those of you who are like, well, the military's going to die because they've been exposed to nerve gas and DU and are injected with all of these deadly vaccines carrying cancer viruses and mercury, and lead, you're going to get a loving serving as well. Radioactive isotopes, sodium fluoride, other toxic chemicals are added to your water, bisphenol A, and most of the plastics. They're now announcing the new age for puberty on average is age 10. It was 14 100 years ago. I mean, everybody's going to get a little curse, okay? And the GMO is massive cancer increases. I mean, don't worry. Don't worry. Everybody. Don't worry. It's not just the troops that get to be soft killed or the 52 million babies that have been killed in the womb because they're not human because we bought into that lie. Everybody's going to get to have some fun, or your children or your wife or your husband. Everybody gets to be judged. Everybody gets to have fun in the New World Order. Remember that. Because I know you're laughing right now. You know, we got 7.1 million people now in U.S. prisons, so the big corporations can make profit off of it with taxpayer money. And the crime rate only goes up because it trains them how to be criminals. But they release the violent folks, keep the nonviolent in. Don't worry, it's going to get worse. And don't worry, they're going to shut down more factories and more jobs. And they're going to raise your taxes because we've let the worst of the worst take control. And to them, this is all beautiful. Cancer wards full of little kids fighting for their lives and excruciating pain instead of playing outside in the creek. That's music to the New World Order's ears and eyes. That's a beautiful thing. And there's going to be more sweet music. Oh, yeah. There's going to be more of it, more of it, more enjoyment. Oh, remember yesterday, TSA brags about creating imperious, which means imperial. And the definition is domineering in a haughty manner, dictatorial, overbearing minimum wage enforcers in a job posting, help wanted posting. Well, there's a new report. This is all at Infowars.com. TSA screener throws hot coffee in face of pilot who asked her to stop cursing. They were reportedly screaming the N-word at each other and cuss words in front of children. But those are just scum Americans about to have their genitals groped in pedophile training. Or maybe their bags robbed. I was reading where there are hundreds of instances a week at JFK of bags being robbed. That was in, what, AP last week? I flew through JFK one time and was robbed of a little silver teething ring that I bought for my daughter. They opened the little box, the little bow, for security. And I guess didn't want the rattle and the other thing. They just wanted that. And I guess they thought the little ring looked good. Oh, a Tiffany ring, you know, $75. Oh, I'll steal that. It's just a mammy, come on. It's good to be barked at, have your genitals grabbed, and be robbed. It's freedom. They're imperious. They're there to teach us. After all, they don't want us to be able to label BPA, or they don't want you to be able to know if something's GMO. And, I mean, what's having organ failure? I mean, it's fun. Yeah, here it is. Told security worker to stop using the N-word in the terminal. A TSA screener working at JFK Airport in New York. Yeah, let me tell you, I've thrown into Houston, and it literally was like beyond a movie of just being, hurry up and get your stuff, move! I mean, I thought it was like drill camp or something, like I've seen in like Full Metal Jacket. Hurry up, get it, My parents, like I said, flew back with my grandmother a few years ago from a wedding that my cousin wanted to have in Mexico, because it's romantic to have it down there in the war-torn area, I guess, it's trendy. And she got screamed at. It's, you know, an old woman on crutches who's had polio, of course, under government gift from the 50s. Here's another one. Oh, you didn't know that was an actual government operation? Go look into it. A little gift. They have more gifts, though. Everybody gets a little of the gift. TSA screener throws hot coffee in face of pilot who asked her to stop cursing. Off-duty pilot Stephen Trivett was leaving Terminal 8 at JFK early in the morning last week when he encountered a group of TSA workers engaged in what was described as a profanity-laced conversation. Concerned that passengers, including young children, well, this is part of their training, what do you think, could hear the screeners, Mr. Trivett asked them to tone down the exchange. That's when they taught him and taught him good. And when we get back, we'll go over all of that for you. And we'll also get into the open announcements that they're spying on everything. They just really want to throw it in your face and dominate you. Kind of like Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, having pedophiles grab your children.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. And if I sound angry and dark, it's because I'm aware of the reality that is taking place in our world, and I want to shake people out of their trance and wake the population up to say no and to realize the type of people that are running our society. There has been a big announcement by the Federal Reserve that we're going to be getting to here in just a few minutes. There is also, again, a lot of other news I want to cover here. Let me just run through a bunch of it right now. Again, TSA screener throws hot coffee in the face of pilot who asked her to stop cursing. Told security worker to stop using the N-word in the terminal. Concerned that passengers, including young children, could hear the screeners, Mr. Trevette asked them to tone down the exchange. Mr. Trevitt advised the screeners that they should conduct themselves more professionally in uniform. Well, it's not even they're not even sworn officers. That's why they created a gun force, because they just will do whatever they're told. And not use profanity or the N-word, Port Authority police sources said. The sources then described how one of the screeners reacted to Trivett, telling him, mind your own business, and cursing him out. Mr. Trivett then attempted to get a closer look at the screener's ID tags, presumably in order to report the incident. The screener, 30-year-old Letitia L., then reportedly shoved the pilot and hurled a cup of coffee, hot coffee, in his face. Police said that Mr. Trivett thankfully walked away without being seriously hurt by her from East New York in Brooklyn, and was arrested and charged with harassment and misdemeanor assault. Details of the incident, which occurred last Wednesday, emerged today with the report in the New York Post. The incident once again serves as a reminder of the kind of people that the federal government is empowering and entrusting with the security of major airports and transport hubs. Thuggish and violent oafs with no manners and even less brains have been given carte blanche by big government to order Americans around while freely groping them and ogling their naked bodies. And it just goes on from there. The robberies, the rapes, the absolute criminality that is running rampant. This is all by design. Pilots last year, as you know, said, that's it, we're not flying. You're going to trust us to fly the aircraft, but we have to be groped, our genitals. So they said, okay, you don't have to be. And you can see how one day they'll hijack a jet by remote control, say a pilot did it, named, you know, Bob Jones or something, or, you know, Chris Brown, some common name, or Joe Smith. And then all planes must be robot-driven now. In fact, they're actually proposing that at some levels, because humans can't be trusted. You can't be trusted to drive your own car. Why, studies show the Google car is safer. They're already saying that. This is how the technocracy plans on taking over. Hey, get your insurance cut in half. If you just let the Google system drive, in emergencies, you can still take control. It's a privilege to get to drive your own car. It's a privilege to own a gun. It's a privilege to have property. You got to pay a property tax on that. The Irish are rebelling over a property tax. They know it's a return to feudalism. But here in America, oh, we've always had that, really, only about 60 years. Recognizing this tyranny is so important. Well, the Financial Times of London is reporting. We'll bring this up with Mark Faber, top financial expert, in the third hour. That stock markets are dropping right now because, well, why the Fed has taken QE3 off the agenda. And it basically goes through this. And there's another article on this separately about the markets. I'll just do it here. I'll do it right now. No, that's not it. I've got to go ahead and look this up. So, get me Won't Back Down or something ready. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Here they are right here. Why the Fed will intervene if stocks fall too far. Stocks are falling on reports. Investors looking for more Federal Reserve intervention can pretty much ignore the economic data and train their sights on one area, the stock market, and how much of a drop it will take before the central bank comes to the rescue. Though the recent market sell-off is worrisome, it could take as much as 10% drop or more before the Feds act. While central bank action ostensibly is geared towards using monetary policy to control the levers of prices and employment, the era of quantitative easing has brought with it increased focus on how the equity markets push the economy and not the other way around. As such, Chairman Ben Bernanke, the guy that they're writing articles about in Atlantic Monthly as the hero, and his fellow Fed officials, people that engineered all this are heroes, will be paying great attention to whether the sharp stock decline today, as well as markets' generally lackluster performance in the past 3 weeks, signals a need for more stimulus. And what do they mean by that? QE3. Now, what caused this? Yesterday, the Fed signaled that it wouldn't be doing QE3. Last year, it said it wouldn't. At the start of the year, at the end of the year, they said they would do some type of that. They're already doing it, but they're only giving elite institutions the SDR digital money that's backed up with our taxes. In fact, later, if I have time, we actually have a clip of one of the heads of the European Central Bank being grilled by a top Irish reporter, and he's pointing out, hey, this isn't our debt. You've gotten us to sign on to your private banking debt, and then you tell us we've got to have austerity like we deserve it. Answer my question. And the guy goes, I'm not going to answer your question. And then he goes on to not answer it. He says, well, a year ago you asked me this, and I answered it. And then I went and found the clip from a year ago they didn't answer it. Because the media will never tell you that 90%+ of this debt is not yours. It's the quadrillion plus in derivatives that these people created. Now, here's another report. Why the Fed has taken QE3 off the agenda. The minutes of the Federal Open Market Committee meeting of March 13th have surprised the markets. They released them again weeks after. The committee seems to have shifted in a markedly more hawkish direction than was reflected in the statement issued by the meeting. And the bar to quantitative easing 3 now seems to be rather high. Perhaps we should have expected this, given the fact that speeches by Chairman Bernanke and Bill Dudley since the meeting had given no hint of any further easing. But the breadth of the committee's shift away from easing was certainly not expected. It is easy to find hawkish phrases in the minutes. And again, they always have like this hard-to-understand gibberish hieroglyphics, because that's meant to make it look like, oh, you're stupid, you don't understand it, when really it's big mega banks owned by a few families that flooded the world with fake paper and bought everything up with it, and now we're threatening to sink the world even faster, holding us hostage if we don't sign over our entire wealth and future as slaves to them. I mean, it's a very simple equation. We'll get into it with Mark Faber. It couldn't be a more perfect time to get him on. We've been working on it for a few weeks. It just lined up perfectly. Just like weather weapons expert is going to be joining us next hour, Bob Fletcher. And we had all those bizarre, which meteorologists are saying are very unusual, super clusters of tornadoes just hitting perfectly over the Dallas-Fort Worth areas. We're going to be looking at that. Also, how it ties into the mysterious booms are spreading all over Wisconsin now, along with flashing lights in the night sky, which are seen a lot of times associated with deep earthquakes because it creates, well, like a lightning storm, but a different type. You know, big energy flashes when you have, you know, giant caverns collapsing, tectonic plates shifting. It creates a lot of energy. Kind of like sometimes if you're walking across the carpet in your shoes and there's static electricity and you touch something, you can even see the arc of electricity. We're talking about trillions of times that. Maybe natural, maybe a weather weapon. Because we know that the weather weapons exist, we have to look at that. So we'll talk to Bob Fletcher on that subject coming up. But this stock market news is very, very important. In fact, we can just put CNBC.com on screen, and we can go there and see the numbers. And the Dow is down 145.16. NASDAQ, created by Bernie Madoff, is down by 53.09. The S&P 500 is down 16.08. And again, you see the Dow at 13,000, the NASDAQ at 3,000, the S&P at 1,397. You think, well, they're up from what they were 5 years ago. Look, they're at an all-time high. Yeah, with devalued dollars. It takes more devalued dollars to buy Apple. It takes more devalued dollars to buy ExxonMobil. It takes more devalued dollars to do this. And the Fed doesn't want to act like they're going to devalue the currency on their own. They've already done it with QE1, QE3. That's the inflation. They want, before they give themselves, just not going to the public. One thing, if you devalue that way, it's still bad, but not as bad as they just hoard it and then don't loan money out. Just like they held the economy hostage and crashed the stock market over 1,000 points and said, give us unlimited funds, sign on to too big to fail in October of 2008, October 2nd. And they went to Congress and threatened martial law. I had Representative, was it Issa on the show and others, and they talked about the threats of martial law that they were given in closed committee meetings, and people thought it was a fake interview. Oh, they wouldn't threaten martial law. It's this naivete. You know, we get Homeland Security documents saying the number one threat and enemy is veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. People thought that was fake for a week. Even Ron Paul's office was like, well, we don't know about that because he was in it. Until the government came out and admitted it was theirs, even though it had phone numbers on it and government code numbers, and we'd called, and I had the FBI freak out when I called them. They're like, how do you have this? Well, I'm Alex Jones, a journalist. Is this real? You're not supposed to have this. Okay, so you're not going to deny this is your Homeland Security document. Plus, I'd read it all hundreds of times before in different permutations from the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. I could look at it and tell it was real. You know, some things like that Pentagon briefing that we went and looked, it's proper Pentagon video briefing coding, talking about the brain-eating vaccines that give you a aggression lobotomy. It's like a submission shot at each part of the brain. I've got dozens of mainstream articles about those very vaccines and it being used on the troops. So whether the briefing's real or not, I'm going with it because what they're talking about in that is actually happening. See how that works? But on something like a Homeland Security document, I knew that was real. Okay. Here's some of the other news. We'll cover that with Mark Faber coming up, the weather weapons with Bob Fletcher and more coming up here in about 15 minutes. We've got some of these reports here. Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Chris Hedges, we're going to get back on the show, former New York Times Middle East bureau chief, says U.S. being transported into a gulag by military-industrial complex. Ron Paul saying the same thing, calling it like it is so we can actually then address it and dismantle it because it's illegal, it's illegitimate, and it doesn't protect us. It annihilates our security. And he goes on to break that down. See, forever as they set this up, oh, that's fear-mongering, it's not happening. Now as it becomes more and more open, we can now have a real discussion about this and reverse it. Because the other articles are, even Congress wants to know what the NSA is doing with this $2 billion Utah spy center. Yeah, well, Congress doesn't get to know. You don't get to launch war either. You sit there and you shut up. We let you rob the American people for now. But sit down and shut up. Bankers run America, Congress. Shut up.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As we've been trying on the wine spread, much too long, Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah.
So a bunch of games are being played right now. They have the headline, Gold Falls Hard. Is the era of cheap money over? The globalists love to manipulate the stock market up and down because they have the insight knowledge so they can be pre-positioned. There was a day when insider trading was illegal. It still is, but Congress does it and doesn't get in trouble. So why shouldn't John Corzine steal billions of dollars in front of everybody? Morgan Stanley downgrades chances of the Fed easing and going into QE3. Greece is in a face-off with its bond holdouts. Another headline here, better to tax big banks than ban them. The man who brought riches to the powerful. And it goes on to say why the Fed is likely to intervene if the stock market falls too far. And we've got another report here. IMF chief calls on U.S. for more cash. The IMF's managing director implored the United States to help backstop debt-ridden European countries Tuesday, widening neck deep into the bubbling U.S. political waters. Now, again, QE3 will be bad. But if they don't do QE3, it will accelerate for the time being the depression, which is exactly what they want, because then they can consolidate the economy even faster, and then come in with hyperinflation later. So whatever the most horrific policy can be, they will come up with it. And you mark my words, they've already started some forms of QE3, but only to the 6 megabanks. They get unlimited cash made up out of nothing. You don't. So it's the worst of both worlds, the opposite of the best of both worlds. Here's a report I never got to today, and I should have. We'll cover this more with Bob Fletcher after we get into weather weapons. This is out of the Daily Mail. It's also in the Associated Press. Mitt Romney's wife had blind trust invested in Goldman Sachs' sex trafficking fund. And there are reports of the fund, it says, connected to sex slavery and underage people and stuff like that. The question is, why is this about Mitt Romney's wife? I mean, I'm thinking it's immoral. She's invested with Goldman Sachs, but that's who they are, as investment bankers. I mean, these are globalist sharks. But I could see the fact it's a blind trust. She didn't know what it was invested in. Why is it about Mitt Romney's wife? Why is it not? Why does Goldman Sachs have sex trafficking funds of these kidnapped women around the world and children? And it goes into all of it. That's like when DynCorp and Halliburton are caught doing this. They don't even get in trouble. It's like, well, that's just what they do. If some degenerate person grabs a kid out of a schoolyard, it's amber alerts, you know, shutdowns of cities, and there should be, and freaking out in billboards. But when Goldman Sachs is financing this, just like the other big banks are caught financing the narcotics trade, the aircraft, hundreds of billions a year, in Bloomberg, in Reuters, oh yeah, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, and these other banks, laundering the drug money, owning the aircraft, financing the shipment of guns. I mean, they run it all. It's like, oh, yeah, they kidnap the little kids. Well, that's just what they do. In fact, that time I watched that congressional hearing with Rumsfeld, and Cynthia McKinney was bringing this up. Lover or hater, she's got courage. And she was saying, what about DynCorp kidnapping little kids? He goes, here's the report. He goes, well, they were given a one-year penalty box in that area of Bosnia, Herzegovina. And she goes, no, they weren't. She goes, well, why do they just get a penalty where they can't operate in the zone for a year for that? I mean, they were kidnapping little kids. And Rumsfeld just says, that's just the way it is. You watch it. I mean, it's just, yeah, that's just what Goldman Sachs does. You know, they grab little kids.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.